This KFK podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. There's only one Greeley, one team like the UNC Bears, and one bank who cheers as loud as you do. Bank of Colorado, proud partner of UNC Athletics, member FDIC.
After the 11 o'clock hour, welcome into the whole show powered by Chevron. We are live from the Aloe Fiber Studios. Okay, Mike, I need you here. I need you. Talk to me. Look at me. Look at me in the eyeballs. Tell me to calm down. Tell me to calm down. Like, tell me to just take a deep breath here.
I think you need to breathe heavier and be more energetic.
Well, here's the thing. Like, I've got the stuff I want to talk about. I've got some crazy things. Michael called me nuts because I'm going to break down every single possession by the Broncos game against the Raiders last Thursday offensively.
It's very beautiful, mindy.
Oh yeah, it's very good though. You're going to love it. You're going to love this stuff. So I get to that. I want to talk about Paul De Podesta, Money Paul. We got to talk. He talked to media yesterday, talked about all of it, why he chose to come back to baseball and all this stuff. Still weird. I'm still torn on all this. Tons of stuff for the top stories of the day. Mike Brohard going to join me from CSURams.com. We're going to talk Kyle Jorgensen. I want to just talk Kyle Jorgensen. I like Baby Joker. Guy's going to be a stud. I said it last year. I was trying to dig into old tweets from a year ago about how much I hyped him up, but I can't find him, so maybe I didn't say it, but I'm pumped about him. But then you get stories that just take you on an enchanted journey, Mike. Stories that make the shows easier. Not that this show is difficult. It's very simple. Since Michael joined me, this show is a breeze. Josina Anderson. Do you remember that name, Michael? She used to be with ESPN. I think she's independent now. She is a senior NFL founder of... She's with, I don't know. She was with ESPN. She's got a lot of followers, 254,000. I don't know. You remember Josina Anderson. Okay, that's not the point. She tweeted out, and I think OG Wade, one of my great hooligans, probably a Hall of Famer, but he is a Buffs fan. So he hates me, but loves me, but loves me, but hates me. He tagged me in this tweet and said, hey, thoughts on this post? And I'm like, what is this? Here's what Josina Anderson posted. I'm told former... hashtag Steelers, hashtag Ravens, hashtag Bears QB, and Colorado, not Colorado State, Hall of Famer, Cordell/Stewart has retained Young Money APAA Sports, it's an agency, for his representation as he pursues a college collegiate head coaching opportunity. Sources say there's interest in the open Colorado State job. And that Stewart has already assembled a veteran staff of prominent NCAA and NFL coaches. / Cordell Stewart. The miracle at Michigan. Wasn't that what it was called? Why am I just blanking out on that?
I thought it was in Boulder.
The Michigan. What was it called? Why am I blanking? The 64-yard pass.
It was against Michigan.
It was against
that.
The number 4 Michigan team at the Miracle. Are you sure it wasn't at Michigan?
I always thought it was in Boulder.
No, it was at Michigan. See, you just derailed everything. At Michigan. Anyway, that's beside the point. Okay, I always say I bring logic to the show. So can we be logical for a second? We'll be logical for a second. He has no coaching experience. He joined South Forsyth High School in Georgia as a voluntary offensive coordinator. They were not good. They lost a lot of games. They lost to a team I can't pronounce, 40-14. They lost to West Forsyth, probably a rivalry there between South Forsyth, 42-10. They lost to Denmark, They came a long way for that game. 36-14. They played South Forsyth again, or they played Forsyth Central. It's a lot of Forsyths there. They lost that game 35-28. They lost to Lambert, Miranda's favorite team, 45-7. So, okay, he has no experience. This is not like the Coach Prime thing. Coach Prime went to Jackson State, proved that he could do it, then got a job at Colorado. And we'll see if he can still prove that he can do it in the years to come. So it would be different than that. But in this day and age of talking about money, 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 is Cordell Stewart's name big enough still to this day where he could help drive in dollars to Colorado State? And while we're on that conversation, would Colorado State potential donors have an issue with him being a former Buffalo? Or once a Buff, always a Buff. I don't know what they're saying is. Shoulders to shoulder, rubbing elbows, I don't know. So there's a lot to unpack here. A lot to unpack here for probably a 0.0001% chance that he would be the next head coach of the Colorado State Rams, but maybe not. I thought the Coach Prime thing was ridiculous for CU, so I'm not doing that. Am I a little excited? Yes. Is it easy to just have Cordell Stewart, because I know Justin Michael, DNVR, is doing this. Is it easy to just have Cordell Stewart text Jacina Anderson, because he has a maybe he has a good relationship with her. Hey, I'm interested in the CSU job. Can you put that out there? Sure, for you, Slash, I got you. Put it out there. It's in the world. First off, Rams fans, don't be pissy about this. This is great. This is great news.
You're getting your name out
there. You're getting your name out there. A loved quarterback in Cordell Stewart, a beloved character of the NFL and college fame, college football fame, his name is tied to interest in your job. What better way to make that job even sexier than to have a guy like Cordell Stewart's name attached to it? So there's nothing negative about this, 100 million percent.
Yeah, but, you know, he's not going to get hired. They probably want someone with more experience.
Thank you, Derbs. See, it was the miracle at Michigan. It was not at Colorado. It was the miracle at Michigan. They just took down the number four team on the Hail Mary to Michael Westbrook. It's a great play. Anyway, so you say 0% chance.
Yeah, I say 0% chance. I would put your entire paycheck on it.
Mm-hmm. What are you sending me here, GoPokes? Oh, yeah. You're in the big house. Yes, 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 yes. It's just fascinating to me that his name would be linked. So now John Weber has talked about this recently, saying things like, hey, we want to hit that $20 million threshold. That is a goal of ours financially. Teams are now allowed to get to $20 million. They can bring that in from donors and whatnot to use on their rosters, predominantly their football rosters. John Weber has talked about getting to that number. Does Cordell just play with me here, Mike. Does Cordell Stewart help you get to that number? Yes or no?
Nope.
How? Why? Why would you say nope?
He's not famous enough.
Cordell Stewart? I know you only watched the Broncos.
This
I get it.
This was a long time ago.
So was Deion Sanders.
In his heyday, he's not prime.
So was Deion Sanders.
Yeah, but prime stayed in the NFL. Like, Cordell Stewart disappeared and then came back.
That's even more of a poetic story.
He came back just now.
Yeah, we haven't heard Cordell Stewart's name very often, but still.
And like you were saying before, like he had a high school coaching job.
Yeah.
No. And he went to Jackson
State.
It
was voluntary, to be fair. Yeah. Oh, Coach Prime. So that's what you're talking
Prime,
about.
Prime, yeah. And then he went to Jackson State.
Mm-hmm. Proved it. Then moved up.
Yeah. So he never left. And he was in the media. He was in the media for a few years, then came out of retirement to play for a couple teams, then went back to the media. Like, his name never left. Even if he had disappeared off the face of the earth, people would have still been like, oh, yeah, you remember Primetime?
So you don't think that name's big enough?
No.
To actually move the needle?
No, it's not. It's not.
I mean, yeah, I get it. I
Back
get
in
it.
His
like
day,
I
though,
loved Cordell Stewart. I love Cordell Stewart. I was a diehard fan. Him. No, I love that dude. Thanks to him, man. I mean, I know there were running quarterbacks before him, but didn't he really kind of stamp that? Like, you can be successful and run. And he played receiver, too, at times. You can be successful. Like, he was Michael Vick and Lamar Jackson before they were Michael Vick and Lamar Jackson. Fair to say?
I always remember him for that trick play where it seemed like he and the coach were kind of fighting, and he was about to call a timeout, and he got in the running back position, then the ball was snapped.
Yes.
Like, that was an epic play. Mm-hmm. I remember him for those few years. The Steelers were great, and he was awesome, and he was in pop culture, and everybody loved him,
Slash,
and it was hard to hate him.
Slash. So I read this. My first thought is, no, that's not real life. That's not happening. But then I thought, can he help you raise money? Now, I'm 30. How old am I, Michael? Am I 39? I'm 39.
You're 39.
Derbs is around, I think, the same age as me. He and I were both like, yeah, that would do it. Well, how old are donors? Who's donating money to CSU?
I'm thinking 50s to 70s.
So they know Cordell Stewart, correct?
They do.
They probably enjoyed watching him play. Not when he, at the time, it was a record when he threw for 409 yards and four touchdowns against Colorado State in 1992. Not that people liked that, but Go Pokes is saying 39. How old did you think I was? Am I about to be blown away by a compliment here, or am I going to be sadly let down? I don't know. Texter,
I thought you were 50.
Nobody attending college now knows him. Oh, that is a compliment. Yes, thank you, GoPokes. Dude, you're a baby. I am a baby. I just shaved, by the way. Got the baby face going, so kind of works out.
Congratulations.
Thank you. That was
got
thoughtful.
Gray hair right there.
I have gray hairs in the beard now, and white beard, and white and red. There's a bunch of different colors.
Yeah, I got really sad when my beard started going gray. I was like, no, that's my favorite facial hair.
Smitty says, never, ever, ever hire a CU guy for a CSU job. Never. Like, all caps. Never. First Advantage text line, 888-530-0043. Okay, Hooligans, we got that. Oh, wow. Okay, we got to get to some of these texts here. It is Top Text Tuesday, by the way. Presented by Diamond Valley Collectibles in Windsor, and you guys are already bringing the heat. You're bringing the thunder right now. B-Rad says, I don't think he moves the needle much, but he can't be worse than Norvell. Well, yeah, you hired Norvell, who was supposed to be an offensive mastermind. He wrote a book on wide receivers. What good did that get you? One of your worst seasons ever. Arguably, is this your worst season ever? I'm just asking the question. Big Hub texting in. No college coaching experience? No. He says, we don't want him. We aren't Jackson State. We are going to the Pac-12. This isn't a time to build. It's a time to act now. But what if his OC, what if he brings in Bill Cowher as his defensive coordinator? Whoa.
Cowher's not going back to coach.
Terry Bradshaw comes in as his quarterback's coach. Bingo. Ben Roethlisberger's the OC.
I can see that.
Joey Porter comes back and gets on this staff.
That I could see.
Oh, I am selling you guys on this. Let's bring back all the greats.
But that's not going to happen.
Well, you don't know that, Mike.
I do know that. I've looked into the future, and it's not happening.
Oklahoma. Am I saying that right? Oklahoma. Colorado. Oklahoma. Yeah. I'm very familiar with Stewart's name, but as a CSU alum, that does not inspire me to give. We need someone proven, even if coming from a D2 level. Okay, there's a donor. Words right out of a donor's mouth there. Faith, I'm not even from Colorado, and I know Cordell Stewart. He's not known enough to enter such a big role as head coach at a major university, though. Wouldn't have pegged you for being close to 40 for 1 second, Brady. Is that also a compliment? Because I'm fishing for him now. Now that Go Pokes has got this started, I'm fishing for compliments. Bring them to me, please. I need them.
Brady, you look like you're in your 30s.
That's not a compliment. That's just fact. Early 30s or late 30s? Because there's a difference.
Well, see, I've worked with you since you were in your 20s, so...
Yeah, and you robbed me of those years.
You look like the way you look. I can't tell whether you're 30 or...
I do look the way I look. Thank you for that.
You're welcome.
Tony says, absolutely not. Is he a position coach anywhere? Well, he's a voluntary coach, so his position is he volunteered. He was volunteering.
If he was paid, they'd score more than 14 points.
And I knew this was going to come up because this was in my mind, too. I mean, McCaffrey took UNC after coaching in high school and still burned it to the ground. Deion at least had proven success at Jackson State. Would be nonsense to even consider. Well, here's my thing on, wow, we're blowing the clock. Can we cut the commercials today, Mike? This is the thing to consider with Ed McCaffrey. Pretty sure he was convinced to take the job. Like, hey, we're on the phone right now. We're two people. You want it? Everybody knows you. Sure. What does that look like? We'll iron out the details later. Do I have to move to Greeley? We'll iron out the details later. Do I have to be around Greeley people? Again, we'll iron out the details later. At Colorado State, they ain't ironing out the details later. This is all like, no, you are going to become Fort Collins like Jay Norvell did. You can't make the same mistake you made with Steve Adazio.
What about Terrell Davis?
Well, he's their ambassador. So you've already
I
got
know, but
Terrell
what if
Davis.
He goes from ambassador to head coach.
There we go. He's already ambassading. So might as well make him your head coach.
There's so much fantasy out there. Come on, Rams.
Fantasy makes the world go round. Look at you. You love Star Trek. Without it, you'd be miserable. Sometimes
I'd have other things. I'd have the Broncos.
Sometimes fantasy becomes a reality, though. Like when you go to your Comic-Con thing, you actually get to meet Star-Lord or whatever. And it's real. Like, that was a real person that played the alien that you like so much. This could be real.
Parks and Rec.
This could be real. Aaron says, Colorado State should look to hire Sonny Lubick's kid if they want to splash higher, that is, says Aaron. How about a slash hire? Oh, a slash hire. HVAC guy. Tanner is like 14. I figured you were maybe 17. Yeah. I act like I'm 13, I think. We got the Lawnster on the line. Lawnster, talk to me. Cordell Stewart, yes or no?
No way.
What?
Are you kidding? Come on.
You would be the richest football program in the land.
No, you won't. You'd be going, there'd be a joke just like CU.
They would be not a, it would be funny how much they would win. We would be laughing at all of the wins.
No, I got to agree with your last text, so don't bring a CU person in here on the CSU.
There's nobody agreeing. Nobody is on this. I am the only person on this, Lawnster.
Yes, you are.
Yeah, I am alone on an island. I love Cordell Stewart.
I did too, but no, I don't picture him as a CSU football coach. It don't make sense.
Does it bother you more that he was a CU guy or that he has no coaching experience?
He has no coaching experience.
Well, he volunteered at a school for 1 year. And the season's still going. It's not over yet. They got games to play.
Well, yeah, but what has he done? Zilch.
Well, they are, let's see. They're not very good, Lawnster. They're not very good.
I mean. No, bring a high school coach in here that has never coached a college team. Uh-uh. Look what happened with UNC with Ed McCaffrey.
Yeah, but... Maybe nope. Cordell's like a good dude. Ed just kind of seemed self-involved.
No. You can't convince me on this one. Forget it, buddy.
All right, Lawnster. Appreciate the call, my friend.
Hey, guys, have a good day. But no way. On see you. Bring somebody that has experience, that has a head coaching or not. I'll tell you who I'd like to see get.
Who is that?
Colin Klein.
That I keep hearing his name.
You know what? I think that would be a perfect match right there.
That's the safe pick, though, Lawnster. I'm looking for danger.
No. We got enough danger in sports that we don't need any more. Come on. Get real here, Brady.
I appreciate it, Lawnster. Eastside Chris, vote no on Cordell. B-Rad says, I hear Clint Kubiak is on the list. For President Amy's first football hire, this would be a no-brainer. Clint Kubiak. Yeah, but do you want a little sizzle? A little pop, a little slash, Michael. This would be the slash hire. Can I tweet that out and not get made fun of if I do that? I'm doing the thing that you do that you think is so funny, and you haven't laughed once. This is hilarious. I'm giving you gold right now.
I was going to say, if you're going to put slash out there, you might as well put the guitar player slash with his cool hair and the cool hat.
Mm-hmm. Travis, the new guy, says... If CSU brought in Cordell Stewart, I would bet in 4 years they would win the national championship. They would beat Ohio State and Georgia. No problem. Kind of joking. But you said kind of joking. That's the thing. There's truth in jest sometimes.
Well, I think they would win the national championship, the FCS national championship. Nah, they're not going to beat the Montana schools.
I don't know. I'm just saying. Would Cordell Stewart raise more money than Colin Klein?
I couldn't turn my mic on in time to interrupt you.
Would Cordell Stewart, would he bring more money than Colin Klein day one?
That time I was too polite to interrupt you. The answer is no. Both. No.
Okay, who's your suggestion? Who you got? Who are you telling me? Give me Mike Gundy.
He's too expensive.
Somebody says go 39, go Pokes has socks that old. Wait, did you? Then he says 47. You thought I was 40? You thought I was 47? Come on. Do I sound 47? I don't think my voice sounds 47. It's had a youthfulness about it.
I was actually putting out that rumor that you were 47.
I feel 47 ever since, I don't know. When did you take over this show?
I mean, you sound more mature now that I've been taking over the show.
Chris says, does Micah know his nickname was Slash? Do you know that his nickname was Slash?
No.
Oh, that's why I'm saying Slash Higher instead of Splash Higher. Wow. That did not land because it's all you care about is the Broncos and whatever Washington's doing.
Which is losing to a team that has a good defense, apparently.
Wondering if Brady's brain might have popped if he thinks Stewart would bring pop. Okay. Now I can, let's just calm down. Let's bring it down here. Bring it down. Everybody get down. Bring it down here to near the floor. Logically, it makes zero sense. But is he a name that would attract money from donors? And you're shaking your head, and I'm asking, are all of the other names that we've mentioned out there going to bring more money than a potential Slash Hire like Cordell Stewart? I'm asking.
Yes, other names would bring more money because other names have experience. And I disagree with the don't hire from someone who went to see you. The Broncos have hired a guy who played for the Raiders. Hire the right person for the
job. Yeah, I don't care about the CU-CSU thing at all. That doesn't bother me at all. Do we want to win football games?
Yes.
Then we stop messing around.
Exactly.
Then you call Cordell Stewart and you get him here right now to Colorado State and he visits and goes to Fort Collins. You take him to your favorite brewery and fine dine him and wine him and you know what him and do all those things. And, you know, don't let him leave Fort Collins.
I would hire Air Bud as the head coach if Air Bud could win games. I don't care who or what it is. I want to win.
Was Air Bud a receiver? Like a retriever?
I don't know. I never saw
him. I can't remember. But that makes zero sense. How's he, you know, he's catching the ball and stuff, but I don't know. I don't know how that worked.
A dog on the field? Well, there's no rules against it.
Oh, Mike. Sometimes the show takes care of itself. Brian Howell is going to join us today at what time, Mike? 1:30 today. Because on... In his book, 100 Things Colorado Fans Should Know and Do Before They Die, page 148, chapter 43, is all about Cordell Stewart. So I saw this news. I text Brian and I said, is this legit? And he goes, this is the first time hearing of it. And I said, is Josina Anderson legit? And he says, I believe so. And he goes, it would be fascinating, though, and maybe it might make sense. And I said, can we talk about it today? Because I'm sure you wrote about it in your book. And I flipped through. And, of course, here it is. Because I have a copy of 100 Things Colorado Fans Should Know and Do Before They Die. Although Brian is due to make another book. And I'm sure 100 Things could be just around the Coach Prime situation alone. Faith, I didn't think you were 47. Easily can pass for 27. Whoa. That is a compliment.
That's a compliment. By the way,
that's a compliment.
Justina Anderson.
Josina Anderson. What? What did you say?
She is 47.
Eastside Chris says, wait till Hub gets a hold of this one. Oh, no, he already did. He already yelled. All caps. He all capsed me. He all capsed me and said, we don't want him. If you guys don't want to win championships, if you don't want $20 million threshold, then fine. Don't hire him. Cordell should hire me as his rep. And that's how I will start it. Do you guys want to win? John Weber, are you interested in winning? And then he would say, yes. And I would say, you're also interested in the green paperbacks, correct? With the dead presidents on it. He would say, yes. And I would say, well, if you are interested in those things, then let's talk. If you are not, though, please go hire whatever random guy is on that list that's going to do the wash, rinse, repeat thing that you've done for the past 20 plus years, and then you end up in shambles. Guys, you're telling me this is a terrible move, but what you've been doing is hiring the guy that you think is the right guy. Maybe sometimes you got to live a little dangerous.
And when are you going to have Cordell Stewart on the show?
Every day. He will have a reserved segment every day. If he wants to be on it, he can. If not, we'll just talk about him. This will be the Cordell Stewart segment. Oh, we do have Cordell on the line. And then here we go. You know I'm making too much sense right now. That's why you're getting quiet over there. Because you can just keep hiring your coordinators from the random you. You can go hire your coach. Oh, he's going to bring this. Oh, we've got this big passion, and I care about the students, and I love everybody, and everybody's great, and I got a gas station shirt, and when I make my fist, the Rams go like this, and they pound each other. Yeah, you can keep going that route if you want to. Keep going it. But it hasn't worked time and 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 time again. It hasn't worked.
I think they should hire The Rock.
Yes.
He played in the NFL.
Yes.
The Rock.
And doesn't he run the XFL? Although that's not going so great. But still, yes. You want the dollars? Do you want the monies, Mike? Do you want the monies? There's a way to get the monies. And that's a way, that's hiring Cordell Stewart. I've talked myself into this. I've done it. Big Hub, Brady, you're doing this on purpose. You know we want experience, not more and more heartbreak. But experience has led you to more and more heartbreak. If that's what you want, let's keep going the same route. Everybody keeps asking, why can't we get a good coach? Maybe it's because you don't think outside the box. Is it time to think outside the box, John Weber? Live a little dangerously. Make a slash hire. It's the whole show.
I would love to see more mediocrity.
I was ready to take a break. So
more CSU mediocrity.
I was ready to. Right there. Had a perfect punch out there. Perfect punch out. Okay, fine. Keep going. Fine. Go hire Colin Klein. Go hire Kubiak. Go get one of these. Go get the Mike Shanahan at Indiana. Go get him.
Go get the qualified people.
Yeah, go get those guys, because that just keeps working. Or take a chance. Take a chance on something special. We'll be right back.
From preps to college to the pros, we have your football on Northern Colorado's Voice. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
There's only one feeling like knowing your banker personally, like growing up with a bank you can count on, like being sure what you've earned is safe, secure, and local. There's only one feeling like knowing you're supporting your community. You deserve more from a bank. You deserve an institution that stood strong for generations. Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.
Hey, Ram fans, this is Ali Farokmanesh, your head men's basketball coach at Colorado State University, and you're listening to The Whole Show on 103.1 and 1310 KFK.
If you change your mind,
take a chance
on the first in line.
Take a chance, take a chance,
honey, I'm still free.
Take a chance,
take a chance on me.
Take a chance, take a chance, take a chance,
if you need me, let me know. Gonna be around.
Take a chance, take a chance, take a chance,
if you got no place to go.
Take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance, take a chance.
Mix it up, man. Sometimes you gotta rattle the cages. You can't just do what everybody else is doing. And you might want to take a chance once in a while. Because what you keep doing is not working.
Yeah, so make it work even further. Or not work even further.
Well, go down swinging.
Go down hard swinging.
You're going to the Pac-12.
Get that concussion.
Who would be the most talked about team in the Pac-12 if the Rams hired Cordell Stewart? The Rams.
Another school.
No! Oregon State? Didn't they just lose to Sam Houston State? Didn't they just fire their interim coach because it was so bad? Is that right? Am I reading that right? It wouldn't be them. Boise State? Who? Boise what? Where's that? We have Cordell Stewart. Cordell State. It's probably what we'd call it. I do want to do this. Obviously, today is a very special day. It's Veterans Day. So if you have served in the military, thank you. And if you're a listener of this show, I would love details on what you did. Because I tell you, I try to make a point of this. It's a very little thing I can do. But when I see somebody, you know, wearing a special hat that symbolizes what they did for our country, or not just a hat or whatever, I try to go up to that person if they offer my hand, shake hands, whatever, and thank them for their service. So Veterans Day today, such a special time. And I got a shout out to Brian Gary and Mike dancing with himself this morning, filling in on Good Morning NoCo for Tanner. They did a great job. Great interviews, great guests, just highlighting the veteran community. So thank you to those guys this morning, Brian Gary especially. I know the work he does with veterans, and it does not go unnoticed. First Advantage text line, 888-530-0043. Now, in full disclosure, Brian Howell, when we were texting back and forth, all he said really was, I could see Cordell Stewart wanting to do it. He's close friends with Dion, so he's probably seeing him do it. So he's probably reached out and talked to Dion Sanders. But again, Dion Sanders went the hard way, right? He went through Jackson State first. So, but then like Aaron texts this in, and he's like, can you imagine a WWF style entrance for the Rams light? The lights go dark pyrotechnics. Awesome rock song. It would be electric. And then The Rock could say, can you smell what the Rams are cooking? Hey there, I could be great. I could be a great hire. Oh, with The Rock? Are you talking about with The Rock hire? Yes, dude. That would be awesome.
I've changed my mind. I want them to hire Cordell.
Yes.
Because when they have to fire him.
Right.
They say they cut Cordell. Cut the Cordell.
No, you had to explain it.
That was bad. I'm sorry.
That was awful, man. That was awful. Coloma. I'd be okay with Dave Logan. He's a CU grad, very successful at an elite school. That might be able to beat CSU or CU this year. He'd bring in money and high level assistance. When you say high level assistance, though, like he's a high school guy. Who would these high-level assistants be? And I'm not, no disrespect, because Dave Logan is the reason I got into radio. 110%, that is the reason I got into radio. But he is not exactly a young human anymore.
Yeah, he's 71.
He's 71 years old. In college that he's never been, he's never coached in the college world. 71's probably, I've done shows with Dave Logan. I get the sense he's a little old school. So I don't know if he's buying into the whole NIL stuff. I don't know. I would be out on that. Like, I'm just saying, man, sometimes there's a time to go with the safe approach. There's a time to just keep trying. There's plenty of Mike Bobos out there. There's plenty of Jay Norvell's out there. There's plenty of Steve Adazio's out there.
And the Rams can find another one to tank the football program further.
Do you think the Rams will ever be good at football, Michael?
Eventually.
Why? How?
By doing what they've been doing? Texas State.
By doing what they've been doing? Is that going to do it?
You just have to find the right guy.
Well, when you find the right guy, where is he going? I mean, not to say Cordell Stewart wouldn't. He's what? In his 50s? Now, again, this is a fascinating prospect to me. Is he a prospect? Probably no. I'm saying probably because if this happens, I want to be on the kind of the forefront of this thing. I think it's cool. Would I do it?
Please say yes.
I don't know, man. I tweeted out earlier, like, hey, let's talk about it. Am I in? Yes. No. I don't know. Maybe. Absolutely. That's where my brain is on this. Because there is this crazy, wild part of me that's like, you know what? Screw it. But then you're going to get crap from CU. Like, oh, you're trying to do the same thing we're doing, kind of. And then that's annoying. So CU fans, promise not to do that. And then I'll probably do it.
They can't do that.
So don't do that. 44 minutes after the hour. Michael, please, let's hurry. Let's get the latest on the local sports flash.
Hey, this is Harrison Wynn with DNVR Nuggets. You're listening to the whole show on 1310 KSKA.
Three wide outs at the top of the picture. Stewart with time. Let's it go. He's got three people down there. The ball's up in the air. Caught. Touchdown. Caught by Westbrook for a touchdown.
I mean, imagine that happening at Colorado State, because everything we've known about players is they're very good at finding players to do exactly the same things that they did. Player turned coaches, right? It's easy to teach what you have been given by God athletically to do. So, come on. Let's see a running quarterback at CSU. Can we just say that, by the way? Cordell Stewart aside, I want the next head coach to be in on a running quarterback. That's what I want. I want excitement, man. I want a pop here. Let's go. I got a lot of texts coming in. Travis, the new guy, says, why can't your show be 2 hours long? It's 3 hours long. Are you saying you don't want it to be as long as it is? Because it's 3 hours long. We're with you until 2 o'clock. Travis, the new guy. Maybe that's because he's the new guy. He doesn't know that we're on every day 11 to 2. I don't know. Just throwing it out there. Micah says I'm behind in the clock, so we will take a break. Mike Brohard's going to join me later on. I'm not going to ask him about... Don't ask him about Cordell Stewart. Don't ask him about Cordell Stewart. He can't answer, okay? So let's talk about Kyle Jorgensen. Baby Joker. We'll be right back.
Games and talk. Keep it on Northern Colorado's voice. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Hey, this is Sean Keeler of the Denver Post. You're listening to the whole show on 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
President of Baseball Operations, Paul DePodesta. DePodesta. I'm having a hard time with that. He spoke to the media yesterday. Why can't I get Peter Brand out of my head? I just can't do it. What, Peter Brand from Moneyball? Why can't I get it out of my head? Oh, that's because Jonah Hill played him in the movie Moneyball, and every time I hear him talk, that's all I can see.
There is an epidemic failure within the game to understand what is really happening.
Yeah, yeah. Was that, wait, who was that? Was that Paul, or was that Jonah Hill's character, Peter Brand?
You want me to speak?
We're not pointing you yet.
Who was that? Was that Paul DePodesta talking to Brad Pitt in that moment?
I believe Paul DePodesta.
DePodesta.
DePodesta was DePodesta. Talking to Brad Pitt at the premiere. I think that's a recording.
Paul DePodesta was asked about why he went to the NFL, like why he left baseball. And he had some fascinating answers and responses back. And I want to get to that coming up in the second hour. We got top stories of the day. A big shocker of a firing in the NBA happened this morning. We're going to get to that. A baseball story that I didn't miss. We just didn't get to it yesterday. The end of times are upon us. Top stories of the day. Jam-packed full of whole show goodness. Also, Mike Brohard will join me. And we're going to talk CSU basketball. Strictly CSU basketball. How good can they be? Will they ever lose? They're 2-0, Mike. Based on that path, they will not lose. It's the whole show, powered by Chevron. We only bring the logic. We'll be right back.
This KFK podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. There's only one Greeley, one team like the UNC Bears, and one bank who cheers as loud as you do. Bank of Colorado, proud partner of UNC Athletics, member FDIC.